Carnduff, the Carlisle Cardinals' drive for five has been fulfilled, as the club has won its fifth consecutive Harbourne Cup as the Saskota Baseball League champions. The Cardinals defeated the Estevan Taphouse Wolves 3-0 Sunday evening in Carnduff to win the Jack Harbourne Memorial Tournament. In addition to their fifth straight tournament, it's the fourth time in 5 years the Cardinals have defeated the Wolves in the final. Brent McLean, who has been a member of the Cardinals organization for 24 years, said it's a special feeling to win five straight championships, because the Cardinals haven't done it before. "We hit well and we pitched well. That's the one thing about our team, is we've prided ourselves on pitching and defense, so that's pretty much the same story as it's been in the past," McLean said in an interview with the Mercury and Sask Today. During the Harbourne tournament, they scored a lot of runs. When they trailed in a game, they fought back and had timely hits. The Cardinals didn't lose a game in the Saskota League this year. They went 1-3-0-1 during the regular season to finish first. Then they went 5-0 during the Harbourne. The tournament opened Friday night with games in the communities of the top four seeds: the Cardinals, the Carnduff Astros, the Weyburn Sun Devils and the Oxbow Chiefs. In Carlisle's case, their opening game was a 7-6 victory over the 8th-seeded Southeast Diamondbacks, a game the Cardinals trailed 5-3 in the 5th inning. The Cardinals rallied and scored the winning run in the bottom of the 7th inning. "That game woke us up and got us into the tournament. We knew it wasn't going to be easy that game. It was a tough 8th seed to start off with," said McLean. Once the tournament shifted to Carnduff, the Cardinals defeated the Wolves 13-2 in 4 innings and the Chiefs 3-1 on Saturday to finish the round robin with a 3-0 record. Carlisle won 10-0 over the Redverses Sunday in the semifinal. "The tournament was tougher this year," he said. "They had three really good games. The final was a tight matchup. Last year Carlisle needed just 4 innings to dispatch the Wolves." McLean believes 7 players have been with the Cardinals for all 5 seasons of their dynasty. They added just 1 new player this year. "Support from the community has helped. We always have lots of fans at every game. It's always awesome to have all of the people come out and cheer us on." The Wolves were 2-1 in the round robin. They defeated the Chiefs 8-2 Friday, lost to the Cardinals on Saturday and defeated the Diamondbacks 9-7 Sunday to advance to the playoffs. Then they beat the host Astros 12-7 in the semifinal. The Harbourne tournament was held in Carnduff for the first time this year. McLean said the Astros did a great job of hosting the tournament. Carnduff has an option to host the event again next year, and McLean looks forward to being back in Carnduff. "They have a really nice facility and they did a good job," said McLean. "Their guys were around all weekend and kept the diamond in good shape. It's a nice diamond and it was really well run." The Arcola Threshers were the other team entered. 3 teams didn't make the Harbourne. The Kenosi Cubs season ended last Tuesday when they lost a play-in game against the Diamondbacks, while the Moosomin Badgers and the Kipling Royals missed the playoffs. Up next for the Cardinals is the Baseball Sask Senior A Tier 1 Provincial Championship in Regina from August 2-4.